Have a good week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos. With outstanding daytime racing beginning here on Friday, June 19th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Every Saturday race day will feature a stakes race this season, with the opening Saturday of racing featuring the Botrando Stakes. The Los Alamitos Derby will follow on Saturday, June 27th. We'll also host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, June 27th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Closing weekend will feature a special 4th of July program on this Saturday with the Grade 2 $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down during this summer meet, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders at Los Alamitos. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Friday, June 19th. Visit losalamitos.com for more.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448. 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on what is now the penultimate day of Santa Anita's Hollywood meet. The CHRB, in a last-minute accommodation, granted Santa Anita a day of racing tomorrow, Monday,
and a bit of a scramble due to a power outage, a problem that's been kind of going on since 2 weeks ago. We had double entries on a Sunday, June 1, and as a result, something went wrong along the line there, and there were no charts available, I know, after race 5 that day. So they brought in a couple of generators, I can tell you that, at the top of the stretch in the west parking lot. Things seemed to be working pretty good until Thursday, and as most people who are listening know, after the fifth race, well, we had another issue with electricity, I guess, with broadcasts and so on. I don't know if it affected Tote. In any event, the races were called off after the fifth as a result. Boy, all those people who had entered for that day were disenfranchised, but they get another shot to go ahead and run. That'll be tomorrow, first post time 1 p.m. So mandatory payouts today and tomorrow at Santa Anita. I can tell you this from some information that Perry Mutual Employee Guild Local 280 sent out to all the mutual clerks. A number of satellites are closed tomorrow. So, folks, if you go to a brick-and-mortar satellite, check in advance. 9 of them are going to be shuttered tomorrow. And 2 of them that we know well, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, also the Derby Room out in Corona, not available tomorrow. They're going to be closed. So, anyway, let's get right to it. Some outstanding performances yesterday. I just want to say this, tip of the cap to the jockeys colony at Santa Anita. A tight race coming down to what is going to be closing day tomorrow, but Armando Ayuso is one up on Antonio Fresu, 31-30. Juan Hernandez, 4 wins yesterday, is at 27. That's the way he's going to end the meet. He's going to be on a bus over to London. He's riding at Royal Ascot for Wesley Ward this week. We're going to have Juan on in just a few minutes. Joel Rosario, 4 wins yesterday. He came in late, but he's 4th in the standings with 23. Big performance again by Burnham Square yesterday, marathon distance on grass. He had to earn it. An unbelievable win from Freedom's Not Free. Had been away since the Del Mar Derby for Mark Glatt, up by a nose somehow in yesterday's 6.5 furlong hillside turf Daytona, and that was Juan Hernandez aboard, and Juan came back later for Mr. Bob Baffert, who has not been very much in evidence at Santa Anita of late, to win the Summertime Oaks handily aboard odds-on favorite Mizumi. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Rags and Cheech. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Doing well. Some big performances yesterday, John. And I know you, along with anybody who's watching, were very struck with a horse trained by Brad Cox, won at a marathon mile and one half on turf yesterday at Delaware Park. And, you know, you got to say, Brad, he's got the Midas touch. He decided to put this horse on grass last time out, and you know that's where he's going to stay.
Yeah, well, they wanted to put him on the grass for a while. Finally, he got the opportunity to play his last race. It was ultra-impressive. And then yesterday, going the mile and a half at Delaware, he won as easy as you could win. So now it's going to be interesting because Burnham Square switched surfaces. He's undefeated since going to the grass, also in marathon distances. The interesting thing about Burnham Square yesterday, Mike, is if you ever watched him run, he always comes from behind. Yesterday, Brian Hernandez put him on the lead, and he actually got passed in the stretch by some big long shot, but he came back, and he ends up winning easily anyway. But those are going to be two turf horses that have got switched careers started by
Hey, John, we have an absolutely horrendous connection. I don't know why, but you're in and out like crazy. Do you think maybe we should try and reboot here? What do you think? Keep talking. Let's see if it's any better.
Well, I can call you right back if you want, Mike, but I'm on the same phone that we always use, so it's up to you.
Why don't you call us right back? Now, the horse you mentioned, Chapman's Peak, actually headed and passed Burnham Square yesterday. That was going a mile and three-eighths on grass at Churchill Downs in the ungraded Charleywood. Burnham Square, just change in tactics. He won on heart and class yesterday. John, you still there? Okay, he's going to call back. And we're going to have Vladimir Serin weighing in just a moment. I'll tell you what, he unleashed an absolute freak on Friday at Santa Anita. First-time starter owned by our good friends David and Holly Wilson. Kenny Ten, a very modest $140,000 two-year-old in training sale purchase. Ricky Gonzalez aboard, and Ricky himself has had a terrific meet, all things considered. He's right behind Amiciel Jaramillo coming into today with 18 wins, tied with Kazushi Kimura. And, you know, it's a very competitive jockey's room, no question about that. But anyway, Vladimir Serin got to be very, very happy with the way his first-timer, Kenny Ten, won off by 7 1/2 lengths. Apparently, according to Daily Racing Form, that was the fastest 5/8 by a two-year-old since Nyquist back in 2005, I believe, 59-4, the final clocking for the 5/8. So, you know, pardon me, 56-4 for that maiden race, the fourth on Friday. Ricky Gonzalez aboard Kenny Ten. And then Vlado's also got Mr. AP coming off the bench, and we might be seeing him opening week in the Oceanside at Del Mar. Let's try Jonathan Hardoon one more time. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Is this better?
It sure seems to be, yeah. Anyway, okay, we were talking about Brad Cox and the fact that he just seems to have the Midas touch, just a touch, able to win that marathon yesterday at Delaware. It was the ninth race, and I'll tell you what, he just couldn't have been any more impressive. Irad Ortiz stuck with him, and he'll be on the grass for the foreseeable future, that's for certain.
I would think so. And yesterday was a big day at Delaware, and Baffert, who was supposed to ship in litmus test and cash call,
yeah,
well, they ended up scratching. So that kind of really ruined the race, you know, as far as bet is concerned, because they were going to be in smaller fields, and the big favorites ended up winning all those races. But Paco Lopez had a hell of a day at Monmouth Park, Mike. He won six races, and he's just amazing.
Had a shot to win seven. Absolutely amazing. Now I fully process why Jersey Joe Bravo hasn't come back to Monmouth Park at this point in his career. John, I think you better check. I think you got some tree squirrels getting into your infrastructure there. Let's go ahead and get a best bet from you, then we'll spend a little bit more time toward the end of the show. Who do you like for hour one here?
Okay, so let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct and look at the seventh race today, 7 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 8 horse in here, 13 G's. This is a 4-year-old colt from the Linda Rice barn. Drew a line through his last race. He actually had to go back to the paddock, get a shoe repair. So, you know, when they put the shoe on in a hurry, it doesn't always work out so well. And if you throw in a clunker, you have an excuse. So I'm giving him that excuse. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Ruben Silvera aboard. Number 8, 13 G's, wins today, 7th race out at Aqueduct, Belmont at the Big A.
Okay, and John, tell us about the J-O-N. We're going to get do we have Vladimir Serin, Oscar? Do we? Okay, thank you. Anyway, John, tell us what's going on at J-O-N-H-A-R-D-O-O-N.com. And, you know, with the makeup day tomorrow, I don't know if you're going to be available or not. Tell us what you got.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Belmont at Aqueduct, Churchill, Santa Anita, and yes, Monday Santa Anita selections will be available after noontime Pacific today.
Okay, and one more thing before we get Vlado on. I'm sure you saw the Daytona yesterday. John, did you think there was any chance that Freedom's Not Free could nail Sumter on the money there going 6.5 down the hill?
No, if you had something, you got a beat of miserable beats, I'll tell you that much, Mike. He was like last turning for home, I believe, and amazing how he flew through the stretch and really a terrific training job.
Absolutely amazing. Mark Glad off the bench, idle since running 1/8 in the Del Mar Derby. John, thanks so much. We'll check you back toward the end of the show.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Appreciate it. Now, as advertised, we're going to be checking in with trainer Vladimir Serin and Oscar. Next up is going to be jockey Juan Hernandez. Let's go to Vlado right now up at Santa Anita. Hey, Vlado, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Mike. How are you?
Good. Been a while since we've had John. I have spoken to you a little bit in the mornings out at Santa Anita. First things first, Lotto, how on earth did you get 8-1 on a first-time starter by the name of Kenny Ten in the fourth race on Friday, the fastest 5.8s since Nyquist many years ago, and he won by 7.5 lengths? Your thoughts?
I'm very lucky to have him. Well, I didn't ask him for much. Michael McCarthy bought him in a sale for the Wilsons in March. And, you know, a lot of things go wrong with two-year-olds, and you just basically just want to get into the first race. So we didn't crush him. We didn't ask him for his life in the workouts. And sometimes you do, and it doesn't work out anyway. So I was a little surprised, well, a lot surprised by that kind of performance, but I'm happy to have him.
I would imagine, and apparently the grade two best pal is going to be next at Del Mar.
It seems like the right place to go. He came out of the race in great shape. He's completely sound, and he's happy. So if he's training quite well like he was for this one, that would be the plan, the best pal.
He's by a new stallion, Drain the Clock, and out of a Golden Sense mare. Boy, oh boy, that $140,000 is really looking like a bargain basement purchase, Vlado.
Yeah, I agree with you. It does look pretty good.
Yeah. All right, let's tell us about Mr. AP. Haven't seen him since second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile at Del Mar. I read where maybe the Oceanside is a possibility. That's a mile on grass. Where do you think he might end up next? And what do you have? You have six works in him now on the comeback trail?
Yeah, we're going to have more works than we need, but there's really no place to run them. Even at Del Mar, you'd have to wait until the end of August to run in the shared belief on the dirt.
Yeah.
So I think we'll try the grass. I believe his dam won a couple of grass races, and a lot of American Farrells do really well on turf.
Right, right.
So Tony Frisou worked him this morning. He was very happy with him.
Hey, for those who don't know you, Vladimir, you've been doing this for many, many years. You kind of got on the map so many, I mean, decades ago at UCLA. You teamed up with a guy by the name of Kiki Vandeweghe there, was a national champion on, you know, playing basketball at UCLA. You were into kinesiology, the study of movement and so on. You're an innovative guy. You think outside the box. I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but what about this hubbub with Heisa, with Haiwu, over Lasix? Your thoughts in a general sense, Vlado?
Well, I think if you see somebody bleeding on the street and you don't help them and you let them bleed to death, I think you're in violation of human ethics and morals. It's your obligation to help that person.
Right.
If you knowingly do not administer help to a horse that bleeds, I think you're committing a crime against our fellow competitors, equine competitors.
And Vlado,
if you know they're going to bleed and damage themselves and you do nothing about it, it's on you.
And we're talking about, this is hemorrhaging in the lungs, and it's very injurious to tissue. It can take a long time, and quite often it's never going to be fully healed. And Lasix does address that issue, and that's what you're talking about. When horses bleed, you know, in their lungs, they can't get their air. They can't perform anywhere near to their best, of course. Now, you know what the naysayers, though, and that is, hey, Lasix for years has masked other things, and people have been cheating with it. How do you respond to that? And I mean, how do we go about maybe getting this situation changed to where two-year-olds can again run on Lasix and so on?
You know, I'm yet to hear of a drug that has been masked by Lasix. People say that, but there's no proof in it.
Right.
And then our breed has changed over the last 30, 40 years with the introduction of Lasix. We were able to have longer racing careers for horses that bleed in the race. But then they pass that trait, which is obviously not a favorable trait, to their offspring. So you have, if you want to get rid of Lasix, breed horses that have never run on Lasix to horses that have never run on Lasix, and your percentage of bleeders is going to be diminished. But to start off just all of a sudden no Lasix, I think it's harmful to our whole business. Because some of these older horses, they definitely bleed, and they need to be treated. And
yeah.
Some of them bleed severely, and what we brought up earlier, once you do enough damage to the lungs, that horse is worthless as a racehorse.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, Vlado, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time out for us this morning. We need to talk again a lot sooner than today. We've waited a couple of years, but wanted to give David and Holly Wilson and you a big tip of the cap on the way this first-timer ran on Friday, Kennington, and we'll look for him down the road here at Del Mar and then Mr. AP as well, quite possibly in the ocean side at a mile on turf. All the best to you, Vlado. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You bet. Now is advertised, going to be checking in with perennial leading rider. He's not the leading rider, but he almost is with a four-win day yesterday at the Hollywood meet. He's wrapping things up and heading over to England to ride at Royal Ascot in the next few days for Wesley Ward. Great guy, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, Juan Hernandez. Hey, Juan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How you guys doing? Thank you for having me this morning.
Thank you for taking time out, Juan, and on behalf of the fans, thanks for coming out and giving it the kind of effort you do day in, day out. I got to ask you a little bit about yesterday. Just an absolutely incredible win coming down the hillside turf course on Freedom's Not Free for Mark Glatt, a horse who had been away since late at Del Mar. And, at the 16th pole, I didn't really give you any chance, but your thoughts, tactics-wise, I guess you said in the post-race quotes, you wanted to keep Mike Smith and Sumter in your sights, but talk us through the race a little bit, Juan.
Like you say, my horse, he was coming from layoff, but, he was working lights out. He was working really good, and
right.
We know that it's going to be probably the distance a little short for him yesterday, but, he break really good, and I was having a beautiful trip, kind of the horses on the lead, they went away from me earlier, so I was thinking in my mind that they went, when they put, I was thinking in my mind that they went a little fast, so I was thinking, okay, I'm in a really good spot, and then I'm just going to make one run to give my horse and get ready for next time, but, we're crossing the dirt to the turf again, my horse, when I asked him, he picked it up, and he started making his move, and we got lucky to get the bubble for us, the win.
Yeah. And on the wire, did you think you got up one?
No, it was a little, not really. It was a little close. It was a little close. But, in my mind, I was like, I didn't lose. So I will take a day hit. But, when I come back and I see my number up, I was really happy. And, I was really happy for my horse. And, Mark Glatt, he did a really good job with that horse because he called my agent a couple of weeks ago and told him that the horse was back on training. And Mark told to my agent, Craig, that the horse was doing great. And he was right. He was right.
Yeah, he was right.
And the horse, and the horse showed up yesterday.
And the horse paid $12.20. So, boy, that was a good payday for those who got involved. And then the other stake, the Summertime Oaks yesterday, you're riding for Bob Baffert. You're 3-5. You're supposed to win, but she won real nice. Mizumi off by 3¾ lengths. Juan, speaking of Baffert, you rode your first Kentucky Derby this year, Potente. I know that was something you were looking forward to. And the day before, you were second in the Kentucky Oaks for Michael McCarthy on Meaning. Just talk about the experience back there. And I know now with Baffert shifting so many good horses back there to Kentucky, you're going to be out of town quite a bit more these days, right?
Yes. The Kentucky Derby week experience was amazing. You know, I ride all week over there, the Kentucky Derby weekend. I won a couple of winners for Wesley Ward, and, you know, I ride Meaning on the Kentucky Oaks. She runs great. She's a nice filly. You know, I kind of turning for home in the Cotapore. Like after the Cotapore, I thought I got it, you know, but she runs good, finished second, and then, Potente in the Kentucky Derby, I think he run good, you know, that race is so hard, man, so hard, but my horse, he was a little steady that day, but he's a nice horse. I like him, and you know, he's gonna come back and run better next time. But yeah, it was an amazing experience that weekend over there.
Yeah, I bet. And listen, belated congratulations, Juan. 2 weeks ago, you knocked down your 3,000th career winner. You know, and you just turned 34 years of age. That's a heck of an achievement. Congratulations. Let's talk about this coming week, though. I hope you have your passport and everything. You're going to be riding for Wesley Ward, and I think you ride a horse for him on Friday that won recently at Churchill Downs in a graded stakes there. But how did this all come about where you're going to be riding for a guy like Wesley over at Royal Ascot, and he's kind of a... He's a big favorite over there. Everybody knows Wesley Ward at Royal Ascot.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited about it. And I think I have a couple horses, maybe three horses for him to ride over there.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. I'm riding a nice 2-year-old filly that she ran in Churchill Downs. First time out, she break the maiden. She went easy. And I think I have one horse Wednesday, and then the other one Friday, and maybe one more Saturday. But yeah, Bashio, the call that you say, that horse won in Churchill Downs. He won pretty easy. He's a nice horse, and yeah, I'm really really excited and ready to run over there and you know, and live another experience over there.
Juan, I had the name of that horse that won at Churchill written down here, and naturally, as we're talking, I can't find it. Do you remember his name?
Bashio. Bashio, that's his name. Bashio.
Okay.
That's the name, and then the name of the filly is Reba.
Okay, great. So you're going to be riding over there Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, correct?
Yes.
Okay, when do you fly out, Juan?
I'm flying tonight. I'm flying later. That's why I'm not riding today and tomorrow, because I'm leaving today. I'm leaving to later on this afternoon, and I'll be there tomorrow. And then I'm looking to go to the track and get a feel of the track Tuesday and ride Wednesday.
Okay, can't wait to see you back here, Juan. Congrats on everything going on, and we'll miss you when you're going to be riding out of town, but it just looks like that's the way it is. Have you talked to Bob Baffert at all about any horses he may have for you back in the Midwest or New York?
No, not really. You know, we just go by day, you know, and if he needs me somewhere, he just calls my agent, and I think he has his riders over there in Churchill,
right?
In Keeneland, but you know, if you need me, you know, you just call my agent, and then I will be ready to go anywhere.
Okay. Hey, Juan, thanks for coming here. Really appreciate it. Safe travels. Good luck over there at Royal Ascot this Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mike. It was nice nice to talk to you and your public, and thanks for having me, and see you guys soon.
Okay, take care. All the best. Buena suerte, my friend. Juan Hernandez, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Listen, fans, we want you to check out the Data Eel. It's fantastic for anyone new to horse racing or for longtime fans of the sport. Data Eel calculates race cards for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada every day. Data Eel race cards are simple to read. The algorithms do all the hard work handicapping the races for you. So just focus on planning your betting strategy and enjoying a day at the races. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. And check out Data Eel's brand new website, built to give users a better experience and a clearer understanding of Data Eel race cards. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or visit HorseRacingSimple.com. Late on the break, got to take it. Coming back strong with John Lindo from Carlsbad, Orlando Gutierrez is going to be next up. They had their all-time biggest pick six pool a week ago in excess of $700,000. Matthew DeSantis on the near horizon going to be joining us from Saratoga. Tell us what's going on at Belmont at Aqueduct. And a whole lot of show left for hour two. Brad Free going to be with us at about 9:05. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Radio. AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Ooh, I want to take me home.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get down to Carlsbad, say hello to John Lindo, who you can catch along with Bob Ike and Company every Saturday morning, 9 to 10, right here on AM 830, home of Angels baseball. The Halos knocking down their fourth consecutive win last night against the Tampa Bay Rays. John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good. Hey, listen, we're always talking about Legacy Ranch. We're talking about the Cowbreds. Hats off to everybody involved with Clubhouse Cutie by Clubhouse Ride, winner of yesterday's fourth race at Santa Anita at a flat mile. Clubhouse Ride, part of a very, very outstanding stallion roster there at Legacy that includes Forbidden Kingdom and Om. And he just rolls on. Congrats to the Connections. Ian Kruljack, the winning trainer of Clubhouse Cutie, winner of yesterday's fourth.
Yeah, they put her on the lead going two turns, and she just fought them all off and kept going. Just, you know, another typical Clubhouse Ride. They're just durable. They're versatile.
Right.
They handle any surface, any distance. They'll get you a good, cool, useful horse, and that's what Clubhouse Cutie is.
And that was one of four wins with Juan Hernandez aboard. So just hats off to everybody there. And what about our old friend Neil Drysdale? And I don't mean that Neil's old. He's a little older than me, but he got his second win of the day yesterday. He's had four wins this week. Really a high-percentage Hollywood meet. Good to see it.
Absolutely. Kind of under the radar. He's just kind of been sneaking up, and all of a sudden there's Uncle Neil again winning another one. So
yeah.
Congratulations to that barn, and and he's winning with Cowbreds. He's the homebred for Richard Barton, and so good for him. It's great to see.
Yep. And George Papapodromo trained three winners on Friday, having another outstanding year. John, your thoughts on the overall situation? Obviously, we hated to lose those races on Friday. They had the generators, as I mentioned, after a problem 2 weeks ago, and everything was fine until it wasn't. And as a result, they got a late minute, last minute accommodation from the CHRB to go ahead and run tomorrow. So that's good, certainly for those people that were denied the opportunity, John.
Well, that's the key. There was a lot of people. What was it? The last four or five races on Thursday, and
yeah.
That's a lot of horses that would have been sitting on the sidelines that were ready to go.
Yep.
And they will get the chance to participate, earn some purse money, and especially if you have a grass horse, you have to wait until Del Mar starts if you don't get that race in. So it was important to give them a run, and I'm glad the CHRB was accommodating, and we'll have an eight-race card tomorrow. So we have a mandatory day followed by a mandatory day, which I don't think I've seen before. But, unusual circumstances lead to unusual results.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, right? That's the old... I think maybe the first time I ever heard that, Bob Baffert tells a story. It was way back, one of his early derbies, I think. And a guy named Dan Chandler, who was really a heck of a guy, he grew up back there. His dad was Happy Chandler, a bluegrass guy, had been commissioner of baseball for a while. And Baffert, not surprisingly, had a nice box and so on and so forth. I think he had the one next door. And he said, I looked over, I saw some guys in this box, and I didn't know those guys, and so he smelled a rat. So he said, hey, Dan, did you sell those seats in that box next door? And Dan kind of looked down. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Sometimes you just do what you got to do, Mike.
All right, let's see if we can make some money on air today. John, where do you want to go?
Let's go to the 12th and final of Santa Anita. We've got to pace ourselves. Long day, but in that 12th race, number 8, King Stephen, caught a much tougher field for this level coming down the hill last time. Ran fourth that day, split the field, ran okay. He won his second career start last year, so he's better with recency. He won on the flat course at Santa Anita on the turf course. He gets that today. And I just think with the race under the belt, switching in the course and a little softer field, 4-1 on the program, I think number 8, King Stephen, gets the job done. That's the 12th race at Santa Anita.
A couple other things, John. You know, we talked about Neil Dreisel. You mentioned that he's got cowbreds now, you know, these days. Talk about the cowbred situation as we move into Los Alamitos, a 3-weekend meet coming up, daytime thoroughbred, and then Del Mar. And, of course, we've got the brilliant California-bred filly, Grand Slam Smile. She's trying to go over $1 million in earnings. She's going to be center stage July 4th in the Grade 2 Great Lady M there at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, we talked about Grand Slam Smile on yesterday's show. She won 3 cowbred stakes during the meet at Santa Anita. You put her in front, and good luck trying to pass her. Great to see her get a chance in the Grade 2 and the Great Lady M. Mm-hmm. There are 17 nominees for next Saturday's Bertrando Stakes at Los Alamitos, Mike, and that includes Big City Lights. We know how good he is. So a good chance for a big field in the Bertrando next Saturday. And, you know, you get a chance to run these horses. It's a $100,000 purse for cowbreds next Saturday. We saw the horse yesterday, None Above the Law, beat open, you know, the first condition allowance race. Because he's a cowbred, he picked up a purse of $52,000. That puts his career earnings near $760,000.
An 8-year-old.
Yeah, just a hard knock on horse. Game as heck down the lane. Wouldn't get passed. And,
right.
You know, they took advantage of that condition where you get the bonus money if you're a cowbred winning against open company.
No doubt about it. By the way, speaking of older horses, of course, Gold Phoenix going to be a short price favorite in today's San Juan Capistrano at 1¾ miles down the hillside turf initially. And I saw a 12-year-old win yesterday up in Seattle at Emerald Downs, John. I think it was the 7th race up there, but a 12-year-old, we can't run 12-year-olds here anymore, but just goes to show you, you give horses time with the horsemanship, and man, they're going to pay off and continue to pay off.
No, but we had a 10-year-old win ribbon win here in California at Santa Anita during the winter meet. So, you know, if you take care of these older guys and they want to do it, if they still want to do it, it's fun to watch them run, and, you know, those are the kind of horses I grew up as a fan of when
That's
I was
right.
young, just watching those horses come back once a month.
No question.
And fighting the fight. They're neat.
And, John, you're a frequent visitor, you along with Mr. Ike, at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa. I heard from Steve Johnson in the race book yesterday. He said, hey, tell everybody we got rooms available here for the next few weeks. And they've got week one of the NFL is up. Props are available as well. And if you like golf, the U.S. Open starts on Thursday, and they've got all the lines up there, and I'm sure some props as well. Give Steve Johnson a call toll-free, 866-780-7223, and tell him you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred LA. John, can't say enough about that property.
I tell you, there's a watch party tonight for Game 6 of the Stanley Cup, which involves the Golden Knights there from Las Vegas. Always something going on out there, and, you know, they broadcast the Los Alamitos races at night, so, you know, I'll be listening to Orlando. You know, he gave out the pick 4 last night in the program at Los Alamitos for $5,700 on a $48 ticket.
He gave it out last week, right?
Yeah, in the program there, $48 ticket, $5,700.
That is outstanding. Thanks for the update on that. John, take care, man. Thanks for the time.
You got it. Good luck today.
All right. Speaking of Los Alamitos, Mr. Los Alamitos joins us right now, Orlando Gutierrez. Orlando, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Hey, hats off to you, man. And on behalf of the fans, thank you. Boy, that was a good hit. You had your top selections. Was it the late pick 4 last Sunday?
It was the early pick 4, Mike.
$48.
A couple of long shot winners. Adan Farias had a really great way to start off the card. And I had them in my ticket, and that helped me out. It was nice way to start a record night for Los Alamitos. Tremendous Sunday night last week. And I thank all the fans for supporting that pick 6. Thank you to you as well for continuing to provide this outlet for us to talk about it. We love the pick six. Dr. Ores, that has always been one of his favorite wagers. So he is all in on this pick six. And like I mentioned to you on the text that I sent you, we're happy to add that $10,000 stipend today into our pick six. No carryover, so we are adding that $10,000 today. Come and get it.
Eight of them tonight. You get underway at 7:05. Back to last Sunday, though, that total pool, what was it, $706,000? Ed Burghardt was saying he thought it could go over a half million. We had Nick Hines on, the Sarge. He shot high. He said $750,000. It was a little bit less than that, but, man, what a mountain of money there. All-time biggest pick six pool.
It was amazing. Could not believe it. $540,000 of new money going into that carryover, $166,000. So the total pool, $706,000, a new single night betting record for any of our nighttime pools. In the 75-year history of this track, Mike, the previous record was $495,000.
Wow.
And I had to scramble to find that. I never thought I would have to like look that up. But that, found it, $495,000. That was back on December 12, 2008, on a night that we ran the 2 million futurity. We had $152,000 going into that night with a carryover, and the players bet another $342,000. But, yeah, last
great pool.
Just blew that away.
Yep, and gambling makes the game go. Listen, we saw a champion under the lights last night. This horse able to get up to win by a nose, fifth straight win. It was in the Abigail Kawanakoa AQHA champion. Shaken going on. What a treasure to behold.
She is amazing right now in top form. Just loves it here at Los Alamillos. Five of those wins, four of them have been in stakes races here at Los Alamillos. She beat the boys to win the Southern California Derby at the end of the season, and now has put together back-to-back, a great two victories here, the Miss Princess and now the Abigail Kawanakoa. She's definitely being pointed to the grade one, Mildred Vessels Memorial Handicap. That's a grade one race with a chance to get a berth to the champion of champions. She is without a doubt our top mare right now. But Golden the Beautiful came flying late and made it super interesting, maybe with a few extra jumps, and who knows, maybe Golden the Beautiful catches her. But Eddie Willis said that this filly just does not like to get beat. And when she breaks like she did last night, they're going to have to come and get her. Bold and Beautiful did try, but Shaking Going Down moves on.
Orlando, again, eight of them tonight. You get it away at 7:05. Can we make some money?
Yeah, we're going to try, Mike. I'm going to go to race number two with the number five horse, Uncle Leon. 5-1 on the morning line for Ricardo Ramirez, the rider, and trainer Sergio Morfin, and this horse is on nice. It's on a nice form right now. Has won back-to-back races, also won by two over two lengths. Claimed last out, so Sergio Morfin claimed this horse. Steps him up in class. I think the way that this horse is going, really sharp. I'll give him a shot at 5-1, even with the step up, Mike. That's in race number two, number five, Uncle Leon.
Post time for that, 7:36 p.m. Orlando, I know you're excited about the daytime thoroughbred meet coming up. Post time every day. You're going to be Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and you start this Friday at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, 1 p.m. Post time, and I got really even more excited when I heard Grand Slam Smile possibly going in the Great Lady M Stakes. That's been always one of our marquee races for the entire meet. We were so fortunate to have Sweet Azteca win back-to-back races. What a tremendous mare she is. And we've had a lot of great, great mares winning that race in the past. Marley's Freedom, one that immediately comes to mind. So great to hear Grand Slam Smile possibly running Los Alamitos in the Great Lady M. So looking forward to that.
And that race goes on July 4th. Orlando, thank you so much for all the support, and let's keep it going there day and night at Los Alamitos.
Thank you so much. Come and get that $10,000.
Come and get it. Appreciate it. Oscar, we're late on the break, man. We got to get going. My fellow Arroyo High School alum here, the one and only Oscar Beltran, helping us out this morning. We'll be right back.
I like the nightlife, baby.
Radio. AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with another exciting night of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing. And coming up is the final of the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, June 21st, led by fastest qualifier Zionsville and kindergarten winner Call Me Candela. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at Los Alamitos. The Ed Burke Memorial Final, Sunday, June 21st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Well, Okay, let's do it. Final segment, hour one. Let's get back to Saratoga. We're getting back to the Big A. Belmont at Aqueduct. Say hello to Matt DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning, and I am in Saratoga, but I will be talking about Belmont at the Big A.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. Listen, I got to say, I always enjoy Richie Migliore. I love dealing with him when he was out here for a short period of time on a full-time basis. And, you know, he's going to get a little bit emotional as you guys near the finish line at Aqueduct. Yesterday on Fox, they played the stretch run of the 1967 Woodward. It was an epic race. It really was. Won by Damascus. You had Dr. Fager, Buck Passer, in there. And the MIG talked about the fact he used to come out there when he was a little kid with his dad from Brooklyn. He told his dad, hey, I'm going to be a jockey someday. And he realized that dream. He's the all-time leader at Aqueduct with more than 2,300 wins right there. But just talk about the fact what had been a very special place for so many decades, Aqueduct, it's going to be going away pretty quick.
It is, and obviously very, you know, sad to see that happen, but excited for the new chapter of New York racing. But that's why I love talking to Richie whenever I have a chance, because he shares all those wonderful stories that he's had over the years. And just walking around talking to the patrons, too. There's so many wonderful stories, and really just reminds you how important racing is in people's lives.
You know, and you speak about patrons, there aren't too many of them on track anywhere, really, except for the boutique meets. And at Aqueduct in particular, I think with the advent of the off-track wagering in New York on every corner, that's what spelled doom for a place like Aqueduct in terms of on-track attendance many, many years ago.
Yeah, and but you know, something, we have our regulars, and we got, you know, we have our buddies who, you know, yell at the TV for every single race, and I'm absolutely here for it. It's a special environment and a special family, and again, excited for the new chapter at the new Belmont Park too, which I think is going to be a really wonderful opportunity for people of all betting backgrounds to come gather and enjoy our products.
And, folks, we're speaking with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts, and you're listening to AM 830 KLAA, home of Angels baseball. I made Oscar Beltran very happy there. Anyway, let's get back to the situation in New York. I'm hearing good things about the new Belmont, which is going to be opening up in mid-September, of course, right after Saratoga. Your thoughts, Matt?
Yeah, we're so excited to move into a 21st century facility. And I think that's something which this game in general is something that we really look forward to, is bringing this wonderful sport, wonderful product we have into the 21st century. You see it in all the other major sports, all of these amazing complexes across the country that just bring fans in, and horse racing should do the same sort of thing. And so to be on the forefront of that in New York is very exciting.
It's a new racetrack, not NASCAR, not Formula. It's horses, a new racetrack. That is big, big news, and I can't wait for it to open in mid-September. Time is short. We got the Chamber of Commerce stuff out of the way, Matt. 9 races today. You get underway at 1:10 Eastern. Where do you want to go for radio, my friend?
Well, let's go to race number 5, which is in the midst of that $38,000 pick six carryover we have today at Belmont at the Big A. Race number 5 is 3:07, I should say, p.m. Eastern. That's 12:07 p.m. Pacific. It's a $30,000 claimer. I really like the number 2, Take a Stance, 5-1 for Michelle Nevin. Ray Lou Gutierrez up on the mount. This one's third back from a little bit of a freshening. It's a Son of War Dancer. We're on the right surface now. There's a little bit of muddied running lines on the dirt there, but really perked up, stretching out, going 2 turns, dropping down in class a little bit from a claiming 55 down to a claiming 30. So I'm a big fan of this one at 5-1. Take a Stance for me. That's going to be my stance in race number 5.
Which goes at 3:07 Eastern. How do we get signed up for Naira Betts?
Download the Naira Betts app or go to NairaBets.com. Use the promo code BONUS200 to get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. We have promos every single day.
As my friend Jonathan Hardoon says, stay safe and be well. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk next week, Matt.
Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
All right, step aside very briefly. Going to be joined out of the break by Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. He's got a lot to say this morning. Andy Harrington with a nice winner on air last week. Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas. Bob Mazursky's in the fold. And, of course, Toby Callett and Jonathan Hardoon take two on the back end. This is Thoroughbred LA.
I like the nightlife, baby.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos. With outstanding daytime racing beginning here on Friday, June 19th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Every Saturday race day will feature a stakes race this season, with the opening Saturday of racing featuring the Bertrando Stakes. The Los Alamitos Derby will follow on Saturday, June 27th. We'll also host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, June 27th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Closing weekend will feature a special 4th of July program on this Saturday with the Grade 2 $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down during this summer meet, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders at Los Alamitos. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Friday, June 19th. Visit losalamitos.com for more.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-444 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you.
The rags and sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the rags and sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
To get some. Welcome back, everybody, and once again, a very pleasant good morning. Great to have you with us. Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman. Hour two, we go up until 10 o'clock, and right now we get to Santa Anita and say hello to one of the best in the business, and I really mean it, day in, day out. He does the work for the player with everything, handicapping, stakes, advances, what's been happening, retro, and so on. He joins us right now, Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I can't believe it's closing day. Well, it's actually not closing day. It's closing the weekend. We do have one more day of racing tomorrow. That's right.
Yeah.
But the San Juan Capistrano this afternoon, it's a traditional, you know, quote, closing day feature, mile and three quarters. Looking forward to watching one of my favorite races to watch run. And really, a horse that's become a fan favorite out in California, Gold Phoenix. He's going to be tough to beat in the San Juan, but a good race. Good field of 10 and a standout favorite in Gold Phoenix today.
Brad, we can all agree the San Juan is not anywhere close what it used to be. I remember I've mentioned this on air before. The late Bill Leggett with Sports Illustrated, he said this is the toughest grass race in North America to win. It was before the Breeders' Cup, and Jane Goldstein, to her credit, she would have that pull quote in the racing program. That said, it is still a spectacle, Brad, and I'm glad to see that we've got good field size anyway for the San Juan. It starts out there at the top of the hill, and for those of us a little bit long in the tooth, you know, you never forget some of the runnings. And for me, it was Johnny Longden in 1966 on a horse named George Royal. John had announced earlier in the week that was going to be his swan song. In those days, no Sunday racing. It was on a Saturday, March 1966, and he somehow got up to win by a nose over Bobby Usry on a horse named Plaque. And Joe Hernandez called it, and it's George Royal by a nose. It is still a spectacle at this distance, and Gold Phoenix has just been a gem. The quote you got from Phil D'Amato, this horse had anything but a good trip back at Churchill Downs, and he still was not embarrassed. Quoting Phil from your story, page 5, today's Daily Racing Form, you said it was that Phil said it was basically a workout. He came back to Santa Anita, and this is what really got me, Brad, and I don't think I've ever seen him train as good, especially this last month. He acts like he's getting better. I hope that translates to a big performance on Sunday, end quote, Phil D'Amato. That Those are some pretty big words for an 8-year-old who's accomplished a great deal.
Yeah, and when D'Amato was telling me the story and talking about Gold Phoenix's condition, he was kind of laughing at himself. Phil was, because he goes, paraphrasing him now, but it sounds silly to talk about an 8-year-old who is in the best, feeling better than he ever has. But it's just a testament to Gold Phoenix. His current condition is outstanding. He's training like a young horse. And I think Phil kind of underestimated or understated the trip that Gold Phoenix had in the Turf Classic back at Churchill Downs. He had no chance to run the final quarter mile. He finished seventh by a little bit more than 8 lengths. He had never had a chance to run. Phil brought him back to California, and this horse he's ready to go. He wants to go now, and he wants to do something. So for the first time in his career, Gold Phoenix is going to be running 1.75 miles. Interestingly, it's not the first time that he started a race at Santa Anita from the top of the hill. In his second U.S. start, way back in March 2022, Gold Phoenix was in an allowance race, and he finished second in a 6.5 furlong.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's wild. That was before anybody knew who Gold Phoenix was or what he would become. What he would become is a 9-time graded stakes winner and a 5-time or 4-time winner of the Del Mar Handicap. And this is just a good horse. D'Amato has done such a tremendous job keeping this horse sound throughout season after season after season. He starts 5, 6, 7 times a year.
Yep.
D'Amato gives him a break, and he's always ready to go at Del Mar. This is a little bit of a new situation this time around because he's ready to go here in June at Santa Anita. So really, really looking forward to watching Gold Phoenix run this afternoon. From a betting perspective, I'm not interested in the short price, but sometimes you can put the betting aside and just become a fan, and that's what I'm going to be tonight.
Well, and he's going to be a single, on a lot.
Absolutely.
So, boy, on those quotes, I would single with confidence, that's for sure. He sticks with Hector Berrios. The nightmarish trip, not Hector's fault there at Churchill Downs. I like what Phil had to say about, well, it's the first time he's been at 1.75 miles, but you can see on his recent form, he's won at 1.375 and 1.5 miles on turf. He said, we start downhill. Let's face it, Brad. I mean, basically, the first 3/8 half mile, you're kind of on roller skates, so to speak. So I don't think there's any doubt he can get this distance coming down the hill.
I don't think there's any doubt either. But I think that, it's not as easy as just going out there and running around the track. It's 1.75 miles. It's a race in which there is really no confirmed front runner. I suspect that number 10, Poor Connection, is going to make the lead. I don't know that he's good enough to steal the race, but this is a race that is extremely short on pace. So Berrios on Gold Phoenix is going to have to figure out a way to work out a trip, because Gold Phoenix is not going to be on the front end. He's not going to be anywhere close to the lead, somewhere in mid-pack. So it'll be up to Berrios to negotiate a trip. If mm-hmm. Gold Phoenix gets clear running, I mean, there's no doubt in anybody's mind, he's the best horse in the race, and he should win the race. Favorites have not really knocked him over in this race of late. Only 2 winning favorites from the last 7 editions. But really, on paper, Gold Phoenix, he kind of stands out and towers over this field today in the San Juan.
And Brad, Phil D'Amato, this is a cyclical business. A little bit slow earlier this winter, but man, as he turned it on at this Hollywood meet, he's far and away the leading trainer. He's up 20-14 through 29 days of the Hollywood meet, up 2014 on John Sadler, and he's ahead of Michael McCarthy 6-5 in the stakes one department. So this has been a very good run here after the Santa Anita Derby for Phil D'Amato.
No doubt about it. And he's winning at a 23% clip. A couple other guys you mentioned, John Sadler's winning at a 31% clip.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Mullins at 23%. So Phil D'Amato's had a terrific spring season, and that follows the terrific winter season that Doug O'Neill had to start things off, on December 28th forward. Doug O'Neill had a terrific first part of the Santa Anita meet. So did his main rider, Amicio Jaramillo, who was the top jockey during the winter meet at Santa Anita. But this, you're right, D'Amato's, he's hitting peak form right now, and it's a good time of year for him because he's loaded with grass horses. He's going to be going down to Del Mar with some very promising stock. Thought Process, we'll see whether she switches to dirt or whether she stays to grass. He's got Gold Phoenix, going to try to aim for the 5th consecutive Del Mar Handicap. He has a very good two-year-old named Clear and Present who scratched, as either today or tomorrow, got sick and scratched, but D'Amato has high hopes for Clear and Present. So, yeah, some good stock for a deep stable. And, I'm glad that D'Amato hasn't sent all of his horses back to Kentucky because we're in a situation right now where every time you turn around, you know, you have Bob Baffert, Doug O'Neill, Peter Miller, D'Amato, Michael McCarthy, Peter Yearn. These are all California-based trainers who have set up shop in the Midwest, just preparing for what appears to be the inevitable. So I'm glad that D'Amato's here with a deep stable and looking forward to watching one of his stars run this afternoon.
And, you know, you mentioned Bob Baffert. He has planted a very big flag, as you know, at Churchill Downs. I don't know if he's got 35-40 head back there, but some top-quality horses and so on. We had Juan Hernandez on in hour one. He's going to be riding out of town a lot more. And you just, you know, Baffert, I'll say this, he resisted this move for a long time. But I hate to say it, Brad, it just seems like it's inevitable. And this is the direction things are heading. That said, what is your take on Baffert's presence when we get down to Del Mar? I tell people, look, I think he's still going to be, he'll be a force in the stakes. I don't think he's going to be there enough to contend for leading rider. But who knows? But your thoughts, Brad?
Well, I'm kind of at a loss.
Leading trainer, rather.
Yeah, I'm not really certain exactly what Baffert's plans are for summer at Del Mar. You know, he's taken many of his top horses to Kentucky, where they'll be stabled. I'm not sure what his presence is going to be at Del Mar. Look, the purses are much higher in the Midwest and the East Coast, and horses like Nysos and the three-year-old Philly Explorer, the older Philly Bear, Splendora. These are horses that are unlikely, you would think, to see any races this summer at Del Mar. Will Baffert be represented in the stakes races at Del Mar? I'd be surprised if he wasn't. Let's put it that way. There's always the Million Dollar Classic. He's won the Del Mar Futurity and the Del Mar Debutante 100 times each.
Exactly.
So I'm sure, right? So, I mean, he'll be present. I'm just not sure whether his stable will be a little bit watered down this summer because it's split now between two jurisdictions, or whether he'll be as strong as seasons past. I'll be surprised if he is as strong as summers past at Del Mar.
Time is just about 9:20, and our guest is Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. Brad, I want you to address the jockey situation. Joel Rosario had been sputtering earlier in the year. Back east, Oaklawn Park, I don't know if he'd ridden at Gulfstream or not, but, boy, he's come out here and just really made a run. Had four wins yesterday along with Juan Hernandez. This Hollywood meet has really marked the emergence of Armando Ayuso. He's on top of Antonio Fresu now, coming into day 30 of this Hollywood meet, 31-30. Brad, things are changing.
Well, they are changing. And for Armando Ayuso to be, you know, the leading jockey going into the final 2 days of the meet,
amazing,
is news in itself. But, you know, we've kind of seen a little bit of a turnover in the jockey colony. We saw Emicio Jaramillo, a guy that nobody in California was familiar with, came out this winter and dominated. Joel Rosario was kind of a late addition to the spring meet at Santa Anita, and he's come in and he's on fire as well. He's riding well. He's getting good stock. Armando Ayuso, Antonio Frisu, Juan Hernandez, he's not going to be the leading jockey, but he's winning at a 26% clip. Rosario's winning at a 24% clip. So it's nice to see some of these, you know, guys that kind of needed a change in scenery to kind of restart their careers. And Jaramillo and Rosario certainly among those. We're going to see a couple guys give it a shot this summer at Del Mar. I'm not sure if it's going to work out that well for Julian Leperoux and Joe Bravo. They're both going to be riding this summer at Del Mar. This jockey colony is getting a little bit crowded at the top with Jaramillo, Rosario, Ayuso, Frisu, and Hernandez. Even though Juan's going to be doing a lot of traveling, his heart and soul is going to be at Del Mar this summer, you would think. So, nice to see some good, fresh guys in the jockey colony.
And, Brad, another guy worth mentioning that, to me, it's a testament to just stick-to-itiveness. You keep working. You keep, you know, having your presence there in the morning. You're making yourself available to work horses for your regular clients. And that's Ricky Gonzalez. I mean, he comes in here. What is he? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's 6 in the standings with 18, tied with Kazushi Kimura. He's really enjoying a career resurgence.
There's no doubt about it. One of the stats that I like to look at, I think I learned this from the famed, renowned handicapper Gordon Jones. You look at a jockey who has more wins than seconds and more seconds than thirds. That tells you that he is riding well. He's getting all the breaks. In the case of Ricky Gonzalez, 18 wins, 11 seconds, 7 thirds. So when he is in the hunt, he's delivering much of the time. He's winning at almost a 20% clip. And, it's, you know, he's another guy who you got to take note of. Ricky Gonzalez, for sure, ranked number 6 right now.
Yeah, no question. Hey, Brad, are you going to be over at Los Alamitos for this three-week, basically, daytime thoroughbred meet?
I'm going to take the first week of the meet off, and then I'll be handicapping and covering the last 2 weeks of Los Alamitos, then straight into Del Mar after that.
Yeah. I just want to address what happened on Thursday. I was out in Norco. I went over to the Derby room out there, wanted to watch a few races. Bam, all of a sudden, there's no signal. And come to find out, it was a power-related issue. As you know, they've had the generators at the top of the stretch. This trouble started 2 weeks ago today. They were double entering on a Sunday and had a big problem as a result. No charts went out. They were able to run on Sunday. Everything was good until it wasn't on Thursday. Obviously, there's some criticism, and a guy that I knew years ago, I haven't talked to him in a long time. He played for many years, I think about 14 years in the NFL. He coached in the NFL for 22 years, was a head coach with the Minnesota Vikings for 4 years. Mike Tice, he posted on X, Brad, with a picture of the paddock at Santa Anita. Another debacle and black eye for California racing. Santa Anita, the flagship thoroughbred racetrack of California, cancels races today, and that was last Thursday. So it's one of those things you hope that they can certainly get this addressed after tomorrow with a long-term fix, but so disappointing to have something like that happen, Brad.
Well, that's a cheap shot from the guy who wrote that tweet. Has he ever run a racetrack? Does he know anything about, you know, the electrical problems that, you know, are inherent in a huge facility like that?
Right.
Look, I don't know what happened, but this is not what happened on Thursday was just kind of that was when the straw that broke the camel's back. This issue had been going on for a couple weeks. Santa Anita thought they had it,
and everything was good.
And everything was good
until it wasn't.
And it turns out until it wasn't. So, you know, I don't know, you know, the X's and Y's of exactly how it happened, but, you know, Santa Anita's had some bad breaks. They had the electrical issue, you know, closing week of the meet. We started off the meet. We had to delay opening day. There were a half dozen cancellations and or postponements due to, you know, inclement weather. So it hasn't been the smoothest of runs this year at Santa Anita. Some of it, you know, I'm sure they can probably take some responsibility, but some of it's just, you know, just bad, pure bad luck. The weather situation at the start of the season is one example of that. But I'm sure that things will be ironed out by the time we get back to Santa Anita.
And the good news, Brad, that we were able, I mean, they went to the CHRB, they got a last-minute accommodation, so those people who were all dressed up, nowhere to go on Thursday, they can now run tomorrow. Which, to me, it's a very good thing in particular for them.
Yeah, no kidding. And also the Affirmed Six actually got a little bit better. We picked up Litmus Test, you know, who was not originally in the race, so
yeah.
He's actually the new favorite. I still think that Secured Freedom is his race to win or lose. But the Affirmed Stakes will be run tomorrow, Monday, closing day at Santa Anita. It got a little bit stronger with a field of 7 and Litmus Test dropping out of the Kentucky Derby, the program favorite anyway. I'm not sure if he's going to actually be favored. I think the Secured Freedom got a lot of things going in his favor in the firm stakes on Monday.
Brad, and post time tomorrow, 1 o'clock, 12 of them today, the penultimate day now. Who do you like for radio today?
Well, I thought about going to race number 1, but Come On Ohm, he's listed at 5-1. I think he's going to be 2-1, so I'm going to take I still think she'll win. But in race number 7, I'm going to try to be a little bit more creative. It's Older Maidens going 6 furlongs on the main turf oval. And I like a second-time starter by the name of Don Rebelde. Number 12, Don Rebelde, listed at 8-1, trained by Hector Palma. He was off dead last in his career debut. He was a little bit green and uneasy early. He rallied inside, was asked on the turn, and finished well. It finished okay, 4th by 8 lengths. He's worked twice since then, Don Rebelde has. a half mile in 47-1, and then a bullet workout June 5th in 46-2. Don Rebelde, a second start maiden, going three quarters on turf in race number 7. He's listed at 8-1. I expect him to make a huge forward move, and it might be good enough to spring an upset. So race 7, number 12, Don Rebelde.
Hector Palma, Tiago Pereira. Last thing quick, Brad. We had Vladimir Serin on in hour one. How good is this first-time starter that got off at about 8.5 to 1 and won off by 7.5 lengths on Friday, Kennington?
That horse is kind of freaky. I mean, he earned a 91 buyer speed figure. It was the fastest 5 furlongs by a 2-year-old at Santa Anita in 10 years, and the last horse who ran that fast turned out to be pretty good. That was Nyquist, who won the Breeders' Cup and the Kentucky Derby the following spring. So Kennington is fast. He's very, very good. He's by Drain the Clock. This is his first crop, Drain the Clock's first crop. So it'll be interesting to see if there are any more Drain the Clocks out there. But for now, Kennington, Vladimir's got a very good 2-year-old to go along with his very good 3-year-old, Mr. AP, and I'm sure we'll see both of them this summer at Del Mar.
And if there's any more Kennington's out there, Brad, keep it to yourself. Just give me a call, and we'll see if we can cash. Brad, thanks.
I knew about him the other day.
No doubt. Thanks so much, Brad. Enjoy your work day in, day out. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon.
All right. Way late getting to a very patient private clocker, Andy Harrington, on behalf of National Turf. Andy, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there, man.
No worries. No worries whatsoever.
Hey, on behalf of the listeners, thank you so much. Boy, you were pretty adamant last Sunday about Iron Man Cal. That came back $7.60 to win. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. The horse ran great. I mean, you know, it's unusual for a stakes-placed horse with a 4-year-old to be gelded, so they must have been a real reason. So he may actually step forward in this next race. I could see that there was something going on that really needed to be addressed, and apparently it worked.
It looks like it was addressed and it wasn't postage due. Listen, 12 of them today. Any strong thoughts for the audience?
Yeah, let's go to the third race. We've got a field of 8 on the grass course for 2-year-olds. And there's a really fast horse in here, the number 4 horse in here, Mystic Aurora from the Victor Garcia barn. This is an early voting filly who has won a couple races already across the country, including here with a John Sadler horse who won earlier in the meet. This horse has shown real high gate speed, outworked older horses. Abel Lascano has been on the horse most of the time. I thought at 5-1 in this field, I think it's going to break running, and it's going to be very tough to down. It's a really nice looking horse for such a inexpensive purchase, only $15,000. But there's got a lot of speed and a little bit of class about her. So we're going to go with in the third race, number 4, Mystic Aurora from the Victor Garcia barn. The sharp. Very sharp, been around a long time.
Oh, man, I love the connections. Owned by his dad, known for so many years at the old Caliente. King Juan Garcia, Victor the trainer, and they got Abel Lascano aboard here. 5-1 on the morning line, number 4, Mystic Aurora. That's going to be Andy Harrington's best bet on behalf of National Turf. Tell us what's up at nationalturf.com, Andy.
Sure, essentially a scouting report on all the horses that have worked in front of me here at Santa Anita. I give grades, so I'll give you a little more information to take out to the racetrack at nationalturf.com.
Andy, last thing, if you see Brad Free's story today, Phil D'Amato really raving about the way Gold Phoenix has come back from Kentucky, had a much troubled trip back there on Derby Day, going 1/1/8 in a grade 1 on turf. How is he trained to your eye, Gold Phoenix?
Oh, he loves his work. They always break him behind horses. He comes up and gets either close or catches them and then goes by on the gallop. He's the same horse that I remember when he was, 4 or 5 years old. It's
amazing.
Astonishing. He's super enthusiastic about his work. Yeah, morning and afternoon.
Andy, appreciate it so much. Have a great day, and we'll talk next week from Los Alamitos.
Okay, sure thing, Mike.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take this break. Coming back strong, heading to Las Vegas. Be checking in with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com, then Bob Mazursky. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Knowing that you would have wanted it this way, I do believe I'm feeling stronger every day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get up to Las Vegas right now and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How's it going, man?
Good. John Hardoon wanted to discuss the NBA Finals. I didn't have a chance. Did you watch last night?
I did, yes.
Well, he wants to give some sort of an award to the Knicks head coach for his his game, not the Knicks head coach, the Spurs head coach, for his management of double-digit leads in quarter four during the NBA Finals this year.
Let me give a mention also to a player that just was horrible. De'Aaron Fox was absolutely the GOAT, I think, for San Antonio. He was supposedly the veteran presence, Mike.
And that's the bad GOAT, not the new GOAT, the bad GOAT.
The bad GOAT. the bad goat.
A four-legged goat.
Yeah, made a terrible decision in that 29-point lead game where he should have just dribbled the ball out. He just took bad shot after. He just was off. He was terrible. And he was supposedly the 28-year-old veteran presence. He single-handedly helped the Knicks win the championship. Honestly, they were just too young and inexperienced, and I don't think the coach really stepped up either. He was a young coach for San Antonio. They'll be back, but look, I'll give the Knicks credit for hanging in games, but they were handed about two to three of those wins. They were kind of lucky in that respect, but hey, give them credit. They played like a team. Brunson was unbelievable. Mike, he scored almost half their points yesterday, Brunson, for the for the Knicks. I mean, what a crazy talent he is, and what a great guy. So, you know, what can you say? But I agree with Hardoon. They were lucky. They were kind of handed some wins they didn't deserve, to be honest with you.
Hey, Bruce, got to ask you, is your stuff for the new closing day tomorrow up at betonbruce.com?
It is not, but it will be up. I'll have it done later in the evening tonight.
Okay.
And we'll also throw in, I think because it's an odd day, we'll throw in some races from Horseshoe Indianapolis also, maybe a late pick four or pick five, throwing it in there. Not a bad racetrack. So, yeah, looking forward to it. And today, real challenging card today, Mike.
They
need a lot of sprints, a lot of maidens, first-timers. Got to do your work on this card today.
Well, that's why you're here.
I know.
Well, listen, let's get to it. I know you like to go out of town for your first selection. Where are we going?
Let's go to Churchill Downs, Mike, the ninth race. And I think there's a horse. This is a starter allowance, $50,000. You have to have started for $50,000 or less. And I think there's a horse that is very well spotted, and that's the three, Less is Best. Now, he comes off a 17-length loss at Keeneland, but keep in mind, that was a mile-and-a-half allowance race, not a starter, a tougher allowance race. And go back and watch the video of this race. She was laying second at the quarter pole, so she ran a decent mile and a quarter, and then she just emptied out the last part of that race. If you go back to her race form in the fall, she had a $75,000 maiden win here that was sharp from off the pace, and she even ran well at a mile against the allowance horses. I think the cutback in distance, the drop in class should make all the difference in the world here, and her recent form maybe helps our price a little bit. So race nine, the three, Less is Best, listed at 8-1 on the morning line.
And the ninth of Churchill set to go at 4:55 Eastern. 12 of them on this penultimate day at Santa Anita. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to the fifth race, and I'm going to go with the meet's leading trainer here with a new face. The sixth, I'm not sure the pronunciation. I think it's Kawaitia, I believe it is. This is a horse that came off a 13.5-month layoff in the spring, in the fall, Mike, at Keeneland. Flavian rode this horse that was sitting just off the pace on the inside, so it a quick burst like a lot of Euros did, and won kind of impressively off that long layoff. Showed speed in the next race in Churchill, then really regressed at Gulfstream Park on the synthetic. She's been given 7 months off. Maybe that's a good thing. She fires fresh. She's got some natural speed. I think she'll lay relatively close up in a race where I think Tahini makes the lead. I think she should be in a good position, and I like fresh horses, layoff horses, at the very end of a long meet like this one. I think she could have an advantage in that respect. So race five with the Phil D'Amato horse, the six, Kawaitia, at 9-2 on the morning line.
Well, we saw a fresh horse yesterday. Had been away for Phil D'Amato since the Santa Anita Derby, take the downhill Daytona. And so that lends even more credence to your theory there on late in the meet, might be some battle fatigue and so on.
Yep.
You get a new shooter, and that was Freedom's Not Free, up to win by a nose coming down the hill yesterday.
Not to mention, by the way, with Kawaitia, we were talking about Gold Phoenix, Mike, training well. She's worked in company a couple of times with Gold Phoenix. Now, I'm not saying she bested Gold Phoenix, but, Mike, she wasn't embarrassed in those workouts against Gold Phoenix and some
other. That's a big statement, yeah.
Yeah, and the other good D'Amato, there was a couple of other decent D'Amato horses also in those workouts. She held her own in those workouts, which is a good sign because I don't even know if she likes the synthetic, and she was working on the synthetic at Santa Anita. So
on the inner training track,
She's looking decent in the morning.
Bruce Finkelstein hitting the videos morning, afternoon, and night. Again, go to betonbruce.com for what is Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story. Thanks so much, Bruce.
Take care, Mike.
Appreciate it. Before we get to Bob Mazursky, fans, check out the Data Eel. It's fantastic for anyone new to horse racing or for longtime fans of the sport. Data Eel calculates race cards for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada every day. Data Eel race cards are simple to read. The algorithms do all the hard work handicapping the races for you. So just focus on planning your betting strategy and enjoying a day at the races. Data Eel is horse racing simplified, and check out Data Eel's brand new website built to give users a better experience and a clearer understanding of Data Eel race cards. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or visit horseracingsimple.com. Right now we visit Bob Mazursky, who is going to be one busy guy beginning this week over at Los Alamitos with the onset of the daytime thoroughbred situation on Friday. Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good. Set the table, if you can, for this short meet. It'll be three weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and 1 o'clock first post.
That is correct. We start on Friday, as you mentioned. We'll go, like you said, Friday through Sunday, 3 weeks in a row, going June 19th until July 5. We'll have a stakes race every Saturday. The Bertrando for Calbreds is next Saturday. The following week is the Los Alamitos Derby. And July 4th is the Grade 2, $200,000 Great Lady Animal Richest Race of the Meet. Should have a good field on that. We usually do. And the handicapping contest that we have every meet will be on the 27th as well.
Okay, and how can folks get involved with that? You got to be on track, right?
Yeah, you have to be on track for that. You can sign up at you can go to the website and look for information there at losalamitos.com. Then you can sign up the morning of the contest on the mez level, you know, right across the street from, right across the way from the Vessels Club. There's a booth there, the information booth. You can sign up there.
Hey, Bob, just a little bit of a recap. In yesterday's Daytona, you, like a lot of other people, had Sumter on top. I could not believe that Freedom's Not Free was able to get up and win that.
No, at mid-stretch, Sumter looked like he was home free, and
yeah.
Freedom's Not Free, another horse Mark Glatt had ready off the bench. He does it so well. And that horse flew home. It was won his first start of the year, and they were pretty well clear of the rest of the field. So, yeah, they ran, you know, I picked the race in reverse order, so I was right on top of them. On the radio show yesterday, I said that those were the two main contenders in the race. So.
Okay. And then, Bob, your graded handicap will be in all the SoCal News Group papers tomorrow as normal?
Yes, it'll be there just
as
it was. You know, with the we have only an 8-race card tomorrow, and 4 of the races are the ones that were canceled last week.
I know they had to scramble the jets, and the racing office was up against a very solid time. Time constraint with getting everything done for the daily racing form in terms of those races, the PPs and everything being available. So that's great news. Bob, let's make some money this morning. Where do you want to go?
Well, I am going to go to the last race of the day, and I like another comebacker from Mark Glatt. Like I said, he proved again yesterday how well he is off the bench. I like number 6, Private Jim. He has the horses 2 for 2 on the Santa Anita Turf Course. Frey Sue rides. Morning line is Fiction at 10-1, but I think he'll be about 4, 7-2. So I like the comebacker Private Jim in race 12.
Bob, always a pleasure, and look forward to seeing you over at Los Alamitos.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Okay, hey, listen, folks, if you've got plumbing issues, you know where to go. Western Rooter, they are the best in the West. Family-owned for more than 4 decades by the father and son team of Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. Go to their website, westernrooter.com. You're going to see over 400 five-star reviews, commercial, residential, you name it. They can take care of it 24/7, year-round. Give them a call at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. They'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. We're late, not much, but just a little bit late on our final break. We'll hit it now, heading to South Florida, say hello to Toby Callett. Then take 2. With Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets.
Sometimes it just turns out that way.
Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no order of what was to be.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with another exciting night of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing. And coming up is the final of the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, June 21st, led by fastest qualifier Zionsville and kindergarten winner Call Me Candela. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 pick six promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the pick six pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at Los Alamitos. The Ed Burke Memorial Final, Sunday, June 21st. Great racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a...
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes,
welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Again, my sincere thanks to the one and only Oscar Beltran, who's often handling Angels baseball. He's got pregame today. It's going to be the Angels coming up. What time, Oscar? Go ahead and jump on here. Let's put you on air on short notice. Angels Rays coming in from the Big A at 107, I believe.
And yes, so pregame will be at 12:30.
12:30. Thanks, Oscar. Appreciate that. Now let's go ahead and get down to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callan. Hey, Toby, good morning.
How are you?
We're good. What's going on?
Well, everything is okay. You talk about these meets like the old Hollywood Turf Festival or whatever. You know, we have the Tapita Festival here at Gulfstream. It continues. Six Tapitas and three dirts today. But again, there's a two-year-old race, today's second race, scratch the four, Sheila Magic. So there are six remaining. And the number six, Olympic Dreamer, she has worked really, really well. The video that I've been able to watch, she's fast. She should be long gone from the start. Come and catch her to collect. Behind her, we're going to look at the three, Melody Queen, the two Claire Shines, and the seven Moonshine Honey. That's 6327. It's like heaven to get a little head start. I want to add something to what Bruce Finkelstein mentioned on his play out there today at Santa Anita on Kuwaitia. Kuwaitia ran on the synthetic back in November here at Gulfstream and made my horses to watch list. A very difficult trip, and I watched the same video of him. Both Kuwaitia looked good, and Gold Phoenix, as Andy had mentioned, he looks like he's half his age. So maybe a little parlay from my my Gulfstream to Kuwaitia, and if you feel like betting on a 4-5 shot on the third leg of the parlay, or stop at the end of two, your choice.
And Toby, Kuwaitia had been with Riley Mott when back there, right?
That is correct, but it's the same owners. It's the same ownership group.
They're taking a shot at the Ship and Win, you see.
The Ship and Win, you know, looking at the videos, she looks ready to rumble. She'll land a great trip. Rosario, he crawled out of the grave. You know, I called him the Undertaker for years. He's crawled out of the grave, and here we go.
All right. Toby, I wish you well with all the Tapitas. 6 out of the 9 races today at Gulfstream, and they get underway. Well, they should be underway. Post time listed at 9:50 Pacific. How close are they?
Oh, they're milling around. They're in the vicinity, Mike. In the vicinity.
All right. The old neighborhood play that is no longer allowed in Major League Baseball.
Exactly. On the double play.
Exactly. Hey, always a pleasure. Thank you, Toby. We'll talk to you next week from Los Alamitos.
Thanks, Mike. Always fun.
Appreciate it. Take two now with Jonathan Hardoon. We're hoping for a better connection. We'll find out. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Are we doing better?
Abs 1,000,000%.
Oh, good. I went to the roof. I got a hanger, and I'm hanging my foot up the window. So we got it to work like the old days, listening on the transistor radios.
Yeah. Well, me and my friends, I remember we tried to watch the first Super Bowl because it was blacked out here in L.A. There was a sketch in the L.A. Times that, well, if you got a broomstick and some hangers and you did this and that, we got nothing. A whole lot of nothing. It wasn't even called the Super Bowl that first year. But anyway, John, you had a couple of comments for the coaching in the NBA Finals.
Listen, you blow one double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, okay. You blow two, well, now you got to worry. But when you blow three, Mike, come on, give me a break. But what bothers me more than anything else is the team wins, and then the fans go and burn the city down. Yeah. It just makes no sense to me. Why do people do this? It's just crazy.
No clue.
I mean, if you lose, I get it. You're pissed off, blah, 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 blah. And even then, you got to be nuts to do it. But if you win and you do it...
You never excuse it, but you can kind of understand, you know...
Exactly. People are annoyed. They're aggravated, bad calls. But if you go and you win the damn thing, and the last three games, one was more exciting than the next, and they go and they burn down the city, that's their way of saying thank you. It's just an amazing world we live in.
It is indeed. Listen, we've got 12 of them today at Santa Anita, mandatory payouts, and then a makeup day for what happened on Thursday tomorrow. You're going to have everything at jonhardoon.com. John, do you see any sense in taking on the likes of Gold Phoenix in the San Juan?
Well, he looks tough, Mike. Listen, but, you know, I like to beat 4-5 shots, but this is actually one 4-5 shot that I think is going to win. He hasn't been the distance, but I could guarantee you, like all the other people said, that this horse will have no problems handling the distance. And it's going to be interesting. Listen, it's nice to see these old-timers stick around. People can't wait to retire horses these days. When you get these horses 9 years old and still running, and they love it. You know, if they lasted this long, they love what they do.
Yeah.
So we should root for horses like that.
Well, you know, and what has hastened the early retirements is the breeding game, John. I call it a game because it is. And that's, you pay a lot of money going in for so many of these well-bred horses. They don't run that long. And then, bam, they go to stud, command huge fees. And it's just the mathematics have changed.
Yes, but last year's horses, Sovereignty, Journalism, all
Baeza,
all these horses are coming back. And that's different. That's
awesome.
We haven't seen that the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I think it's only good for the game. You know, horses get fanfare behind them, and people pick out their favorite horses, and if they get to see them run for a while, well, that's good news.
Boy, I mean, you really cultivate fans with that kind of name recognition and so on. All right, let's get to it. John, we got a 12-race card here at Santa Anita. You want to look at today or tomorrow?
No, we're going to look at today's 11th race, which, by the way, for all you East Coast listeners, that's about 9:10 this evening.
Piece of cake.
Yeah, and the 12th race goes at 9:45, so you'll be up all night, no problem. 11th race today, Mike. I like the 11th race, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside, and I like the number one horse in here, Keek You Ride. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Craig Lewis barn. She's getting better with each and every start. She may be coming back a little quick, but I think she's that good. Again, she's improving. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. Kazuchi Kimura aboard to ride because Juan Hernandez is on a plane back to Royal Ascot. I like number one, Keek You Ride, to win today's 11th race out at Santa Anita.
Post time for that, 6:08. And, John, again, we talk about Clubhouse Ride. He stands at Legacy Ranch up near Sacramento in Clements, California. Clubhouse Ride is a stallion. I mean, he has just been money. He rolls on. You've been money for the fans, John, for so long. Tell us about JONHARDOON.com. What's there?
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, Belmont at Aqueduct, and Santa Anita Selection.
John, you can go right into the sunset with the mamas and the papas. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week from Los Alamitos. Again, my thanks to our Oscar Beltran inside here at the Big A in Anaheim. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making all of this possible, and thanks to you folks for listening. I'm Mike Willman. We'll talk next week from Los Alamitos Racecourse. So long.
That my name, and you would still be here with me.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm John Ryder. The New York Knicks are NBA champions for the first time in 53 years after defeating the Spurs 94-90 in Game 5 of the Finals. Last night in San Antonio with Finals MVP Jalen Brunson leading the way with 45 points. ESPN NBA analyst Danny Green on this remarkable postseason run by the Knicks.
They said, oh, Knicks are good. They should, but nobody, only Knicks fans were delusional enough to see them. Nobody saw this coming. Other than there was this move the basketball, sweep two series to get to the Finals. Win 13 in a row, like nobody saw that. They had a historic run that only Golden State and the 96 Bulls are in conversation with 20.